podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode 8 of FML FPL. I am Alon.
I'm Walsh.
This week we'll be doing the usual user-submitted rate my team, doing what the fuck happened, picking captains and clean sheets for game week 6, and then diving into our teams.
Yeah. So before we start, just want to remind you guys, we're on the SoundCloud, the iTunes, and also if you have any podcast apps, you can easily just subscribe by searching FML FPL and just putting it on the RSS feed or whatever.
Yeah, because we're on iTunes, like it finds us on all that shit. We're everywhere. And don't forget to email us if you want us to write back and rate your team and maybe do it on the show. It's fmlfpl@gmail.com. And the Twitter also is just fmlfpl. So hit us up there,
too. Yeah, and just before we get into things, it's been really overwhelming having listeners email. We've been getting a lot of emails.
Oh, yeah.
It's been really awesome. Just like the Twitter, the interaction with you guys has been really fucking cool, and it's been giving us more incentive to just try harder to make the pod better. And it really, like, we look forward every week to doing it. So I want to thank all you guys who have been reaching out. It's really fucking awesome to hear from people from all over the world, like Australia, Scandinavia, England, US, Belgium, everywhere. It's really sweet. So
you guys are great. And Alaska, which brings us
and
to
Alaska.
Our Rate My Team, Lyle from
good.
Alaska.
Yeah. So Lyle wildcarded in game week 4. He hit 54 points last week. Captain Mahrez, good on him. He has a million in the bank, and he's around 1.9 mil rank. Goalies, he has Gomez, Herrera, Watford, and Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And then defenders, he's got Kolarov, Smalling, Martin from Norwich, Joe Gomez, and Matt Target. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, starting with the goalies, we both really like Gomez and Watford defense, so good for him for ringing that true and starting Gomez this week, who got
nine. Picked up some more bonus. He had a nice 9-pointer.
He's just great. Like, he makes real saves, and they're a good defense, so he's great.
He's basically just the second version of Mihail. They both are 4-5, good defensive teams. Hovering the bonus points because their defenders don't score really high in the baseline bonus point system, so he is a good pick. Howard, I just wish he didn't spend 5 on him because he's got really bad fixtures coming up, and I mean, there are 4 or 5 options, like, you know, we had the crawl rotation we were talking about, but whatever, you bury Howard and he'll be useful, I'm sure, down the road.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, Howard, I feel like usually is even more overpriced than fantasy. Isn't he usually 5-5?
Yeah, well, Everton defense was so fucking bad last year. They kind of
they all like took 0.5 down. Yeah, so it makes it a little more acceptable because, as we've mentioned several times on other pods, their fixtures get so good that you know it will come through,
it'll
and you probably will start him for like long stretches. So
And then the defense. I mean, thank God he doesn't have Shaw as his United defender yours truly, since his fucking dead person today. But
that was a brutal image.
Yeah, we're recording this Tuesday evening after first day of UCL, and the Shaw entry was shitty. So, but anyway, he's got Smalling, so that's nice, and Kolarov. So those are kind of start every week guys.
Sketchy.
Russell Martin, I'm not too fond of, and Matt Target's very soon going to be sitting on the bench, so I think he might need to use a transfer there at some point soon.
Yeah, I mean, defense is the place that I've targeted, and we'll get to the rest of the team, but you pretty much nailed it. I mean, Russell Martin is okay on an okay team. Joe Gomez is on the hot seat and gave up a penalty, and who knows?
I mean, I wanted to ask you, are we seeing Joe Gomez getting dropped? Is that going to happen this week? What do you think?
I feel like he might get dropped this week, but it's more for what we talked about last episode than for what happened against United. And by that, I mean Liverpool has 2 really good home fixtures, Norwich and Villa, where they're just going to boss the game. And for that reason, we need someone who's left-footed on the left side. Like, we can't have someone who just can't have the ball at their feet out there because we're just going to control.
It's just a black hole. Yeah. Well, one thing we do have to look forward to, again, we're recording this on Tuesday, but you guys have a Thursday Europa game.
Yeah, right? We have Europa,
If Joe Gomez is starting that game, I think that would be a good indication he's going to be dropped and rested on the weekend, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, so that could be a good telltale sign.
Yeah, but yeah, the defense is a little shady because, yeah, like you said, Bertrand should be back really soon. I think Target, like, had that sliding tackle in the box where he probably should have given up a penalty. Like, he's just going to be dropped.
I missed that.
Yeah, so.
No, I mean, he's fucking dropped when Birdie's back. There's no question.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. So, yeah, couple suspect defenders there. We'll see. Midfield, so he's got Mahrez, Pedro, Yaya, Redmond, and Mark Albrighton. What do you think about the midfield?
Overall, good, but you don't like spending that kind of money on a fifth midfielder. And Albrighton, unlike Mahrez, has just done nothing since the hot start to the season. Like, Mahrez and Vardy keep scoring, and Albrighton now just, like, picks up yellow cards.
Yeah, I mean, Redmond and Albrighton should just be consolidated, I feel like. You can...
Right.
He already has a mil in the bank. Like, he's asking if he wants to get rid of Albrighton to someone like Barkley,
mm-hmm.
who, I mean, Barkley's... Should we just get into Barkley now?
Yeah, I mean, I love Barkley, and he just keeps
fucking scoring. Yeah, you've loved him. Yeah, you've loved him for a while, and I've always been just put off because of the fixtures, but I think after this performance, it's at the point where he's just a great fucking pick, full stop, and they have bad fixtures, but he's been scoring against bad teams, against in rough fixtures all year, so moving forward, I mean, Barkley just looks like a great pick.
Great pick, yeah, and his price is just going to keep rising. So.
Yeah, that, especially when their fixtures turn. I mean, he's going to be in a lot of teams for sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't fault getting Barkley now, even though they still do have a few more tough fixtures at all, because he just looks like he's breaking out like we've been waiting for him to do.
Right, and he's still so young, and he was hurt like almost all of last year. Well, for huge chunks at least. So, I mean, it makes sense. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
And Everton have been great, underratedly great.
Yeah. They've been really good going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Mahrez, Pedro, and Yaya, you keep them all. It's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, moving towards that. And then forwards, he's got, this is where his team is interesting to me. Yep. He has Aguero and Costa. And then he has Wilson from Bournemouth. But having Aguero and Costa is a massive differential, I feel like.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. No one has really both, I feel like. And Costa hasn't been firing yet, but I think it's a matter of time.
No one has both, and not that many people in general have Costa.
Yeah, I feel like Costa's a really good differential.
I love it, yeah. Even though he looked terrible.
He's too good. They're going to break out.
That's how I feel about Aguero, too, yeah.
Yeah, Aguero, same. Yeah, they're going to break out. And it's maybe a little awkward that he has Pedro and Costa. Like, he doesn't have Arsenal attack,
right.
And that's, in the long term, probably good. But right now, I guess you can get by with that. But, yeah, having Costa's pretty cool to me. I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just a matter of time before they start firing. Right. I mean, they're playing Arsenal this weekend, so that kind of is not good, but moving forward, their fixtures do brighten up a lot after that, so yeah, it should work out.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends how Arsenal plays it, because Everton played it perfectly and sat deep and countered and all that, so if Arsenal does that, it's a bad fixture, but if Arsenal is, like, attacking them, it might be just the kind of thing they need to get back into shape, you know?
Yeah, go back to normal counterattacking Chelsea shit.
Right, so we'll see. And so, Wilson, I mean, Wilson's the budget guy to own, so.
Yeah, he's fine. So he's kind of asking a couple questions. Firstly, he's looking at 3-5-2, 3-4-3. He has Redmond, Albrighton, and Wilson for those two of three. And
right.
For me, I mean, I would bench Albrighton there. I'd always want to start Wilson because he's a striker. He's on pads.
Exactly.
I think strikers can score against anyone. They're always the highest up the pitch. So I would prefer Redmond over Albrighton in general.
Yeah,
I mean, the fixtures, I don't know. I mean, Albrighton does have the fixture this week. So I wouldn't mind starting Albrighton over Redmond. I mean, Redmond's at Pool, you know, right?
Yeah, Redmond's at Liverpool. Yeah, not great.
So maybe bench Redmond this week, I think, right?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, because Albrighton always gets some assists.
And he's on some free kicks and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of bad, though, last game. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Redmond is the Mahrez of Norwich, you know?
Yeah.
That's why you have him. He's the danger guy. Yeah, he's the dribbler. Yeah. He gets into the box. He shoots.
Yeah. But other thing he was asking is just in general about Aguero. Like, we saw him come on for a cameo today against Juventus.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it means he's not that fucked up. But to me, though, I'm definitely not captaining him this weekend. Thursday,
sure.
Pellegrini's like, he's completely fit. Because Pellegrini today said, like, he wasn't ready for 90. Like, it was a risk even playing him.
Right.
they are playing West Ham at home, so I feel like a bench for Aguero this weekend is on the cards. And if he does start, he's going to want to take him off immediately as early as he can. So,
yeah, I could see him just starting on the bench and then judging the game later on and seeing if he needs a goal, you know?
Yeah, or even not even judging, just saying, all right, I'm going to give you 30 minutes regardless.
Right, just and for then fitness.
Maybe, yeah, for fitness. Yeah. But yeah, I think in general I would hold Aguero. Like, it's not serious, obviously. He just fucking played, so.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, sucks. I mean, maybe eventually we'll turn into a broken record, but he's just too fucking good. There's no way he's not going to be Aguero this year. He's never not been Aguero.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best player in the game. No question. And yeah, he's scored one goal and he's been ruining a lot of our season so far, but
we've been those of us that have him and hold steady. Like you, Lyle.
Yeah, right. But those of us that hold steady, like maybe we get away with not captaining him a couple weeks, but just having him compared to teams that have maybe three forwards around like the 8 million mark price wise, they're going to be so late to get Aguero once he starts having hat trick, 4-goal games, because he can do that every game realistically. Yeah. Just keeping him and maybe just not captaining him for a couple weeks, see him come into form or anything like that. But yeah, just got to hold him, I think.
For sure.
And the other question he was asking is about the, kind of a little chip-related question. We haven't talked about it at all.
Like, yeah, I didn't even know that it was coming until FPL started this year, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I overall just fucking hate them. I think they're really stupid, and I don't like that they introduced them. I think it kind of ruins the game a little bit, but
I mean, come on.
I mean, they're one-offs. Like, you do it for 1 week, whatever, but they're just so fucking dumb. Like, it's so arbitrarily stupid. And I feel like I feel worse for the casual player who maybe just pops the bench boost game week two because they're like, oh, like, well, I have good fixtures on my bench.
Right, but right, right.
When we hold them for a double game week 33, and we have 15 double game week players after we wildcard our second wildcard, and we have 30 fucking players in a
week.
Yeah,
and a casual like, just doesn't even know points. Double game weeks exist.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, so step back. Bench boost, triple captain absolutely should be held for double game weeks.
No
question. Always get at least two. Bench boost, I think, is way, way more points potential than the triple captain
For
the double game week. So
unless you have Cristiano Ronaldo, then yeah.
Yeah, unless you're playing like La Liga Fantasy. But the way I'm thinking is usually the double game weeks, you'll have one bumper where you have a lot of games, and then you have one smaller double game week with maybe like 2 to 4
right.
teams with double game weeks. So I'm thinking the bumper when you have maybe 8-ish, where you just fucking load up, you take as many hits as you want, hopefully you could wild card beforehand with your second wild card.
Yeah.
And then you have literally 15 double game week players, and that's when you bench boost. And then for the one where you have maybe a couple double game week teams, that's when you use your triple captain on someone.
Yeah, you pick the best guy of all the game weeks, hopefully Aguero or something, and you triple captain.
Yeah, you triple captain one of the double game week players that you have.
Totally,
but just because there are less of them, you don't want to bench boost because you can't get 15. You can, you know, maxing out less than that. But the 2-5-3 chip is just stupid. The impact of that is ridiculously minimal, and I would have no problem burning that any week. Really.
Yeah, I feel like just honestly like an emergency chip where you get a Shaw injury midweek and a late knock on a defender, red card, or some shit that you can't get out of, and you can't take a hit.
Yeah, you don't
want
to take a hit.
It's like, okay, I actually only have two defenders.
Yeah. I mean, the points ceiling on that is so much lower than the others. It's I don't even know. It's weird to me from like a R&D perspective why that would even be here.
It's almost
not
worth
it. It's so fucking
dumb.
It's so dumb. Like, it's really dumb. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like, unless your third, fourth, and fifth defender are all horrible against, and they're all against Man City, then
it's probably not even
the net positive, because your fifth mid, everyone's fifth mid is like whatever.
Yeah, 4-5-5, whatever. But that's the thing is, I'm thinking about because it's such a less valuable chip than the others. Why wouldn't they have made it something like that chip lasts for 3 weeks or something? Like, that would be cool.
That's a good point.
Because then it's on par-ish. But, like, realistically, all you can do for 1 week is bench a defender and start your fifth midfield. Like, what the fuck? Like, who cares?
Yeah, it's not really relevant.
I would have loved to be in that meeting at FPL Towers and they're like, oh, let's talk about new chips. Like, yeah, let's do that. That's a great idea. And, like, everyone in the room is like, yeah, fucking great idea, Bob. Like, I love
but
it.
But I don't hate the fact that they're kind of, you know, modifying shit. But, yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah. No, I like the aspect and the idea of, like, that kind of thing, but it's just, like...
Yeah.
All right. So, with the chips, that's it, right? I don't know.
Yeah. And Lyle, I mean, that's pretty much it, too. I mean, we like your team. Yeah. It's just the defense is a little sketchy. And he did what a lot of people do, and we've talked about nonstop, is he just tried to get the cheapest defenders. Like, he got two top guys. Mm-hmm. And then he probably sorted by total score, mm-hmm. and that's how you end up with someone like Russell Martin, mm-hmm. and fucking sure. Target. Yeah. And he was just like, oh, these guys are like fucking $0, so I'm just going to get all of them and I'll get Aguero and Costa, yeah. because I spend no money. But then it fucks you.
The thing about it, though, I agree that that's probably what happened, but if he just had different names instead of, like, I like the money allocation to the defense in general. But imagine if instead of, and again, I'm Joe Gomez's, I'm so terrified of him, but instead of Russell Martin, Joe Gomez, Target, and Howard, imagine if you had, like, McCarthy instead of Howard, and then a 5 instead of Russell Martin, a right. 5 instead of Gomez, and a 4 or 5 instead of Target. Like, that's...
Yeah, he'd have the best team
amazing.
Ever.
That's amazing, so...
Yeah, he'd have the best team ever.
But yeah, that's
so
cool.
So close. You're close.
Yeah, it's very close. And
but overall, overall, we didn't really give him, like, overall ending advice. I mean, the defense is where I would make my move, but I would save it this week.
I don't know, because I'm a little more nervous about the Redmond-Albrighton situation, because Wilson's fixtures turn soon, so that's going to be a transfer he's going to want to make. Yeah, it's tough. The sequencing is going to be important.
This week, I'm saying, because you want to find out more about Joe Gomez.
Oh, not yet.
Target may still start.
Yeah, this
week... You have everyone fit. You know, you're not going to have a problem fielding a team.
No, this week, for sure, I'm saving. I mean, you just start...
This week, you save.
You start small and
but
call
next
up
week
Gomez.
Is where you really, you know, double attack that defense, maybe even something else, too.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. So let's rate my team. So Lyle from Alaska, we hope you enjoyed it. And again, just if you want us to rate your dills on next pod, just email us, fmlfpl@gmail.com. We're always on it. And if we don't get to your team on the pod, we'll give you a very detailed response of what we think your move should be, etc. So
yeah, by the way, I consider myself, and I'm sure you too, like, we're, like, pretty hardcore, you know, like, waking up at 7 a.m. for someone like me is, like, intense for, like, soccer. Lyle in Alaska, the game started at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's not a good situation for him.
That's, like, stay up all night and feel like absolute death.
For the whole weekend.
For the whole, you're just done. Yeah, you're dead. Unless you're like 20 years old. Yeah.
So maybe also secondary tip for Lyle from Alaska is move to a different time zone where you can watch the games a lot more.
That would be huge.
That'd be great.
For you
your fucking FPL team would be awesome. I don't know about your actual life, but FPL would be big time improvement. Exactly. All right, so let's go to what the fuck happened last week.
Yeah.
So as you know, everyone else doesn't know. I moved last weekend, so that was a fucking nightmare.
You missed a lot of shit.
I missed, like, everything. So I'm basically rolling off Match of the Day highlights. I watched the Palace game a little bit more lengthy, like the extended game type deals. But that said, let's get into it. First topic, what do you want to touch on, Tidotes?
T.O.
Feo. So last, Todd, you know, I was giving a little Feo time. He started, he didn't score. So he started and, you know, in his usual... self, he missed like 3 chances. He can always score a hatchet.
Plenty of sitters.
Yeah, that's part of what he does. I mean, his middle name is Raheem Sterling, but he's starting. Like, that's the thing. So I'm really interested to see the lineup that fucking Wenger cigarette chain smoke thinks up in Serbia for their game tomorrow, wherever the fuck they are.
I'm hoping Ollie starts tomorrow.
That'd be a dream.
And then we get Walcott on the weekend.
Yeah, that would also push me a little closer to wildcarding, but we'll get there later on.
Okay, commutative.
But yeah.
Also, I'm flattered, Arson, that he listens to the pod and he's giving Walcott a little run out. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while. And the other thing about Walcott is I think so many people got so fucked by him game week one starting
so
with him
fucked.
That they're not even giving him a time of day. And they're
just
like,
just
fuck
him,
I hate him, he dropped in price, I'm not going to buy him again. Because, you know, if you get burned by someone, and you're not going to rebuy them in a few weeks. It's like buyer's remorse, so.
I mean, you know that I know
everyone
that
knows.
More than anyone.
Everyone knows that, so.
2 years ago, I had Ramsey.
Fucking game week
explosion.
One.
Explosion. I was like the believer. I was the first person in history, aside from his direct blood family, to have him in FPL.
And he was like 5'5".
And then
five,
I like
right?
dropped him and he had a brace and I was just like, fuck him, he's not gonna keep it up. And then he just kept it up all year and I just...
Because when you had him, wasn't he like 5'5", 2 years ago?
He was like, yeah, legit, definitely under 6.
Yeah, and you were telling me, I was like, I've never even heard of him. So that's when
yeah,
I was getting
like,
kind of
no,
new.
Dude, he's like fucking good.
Yeah, yeah, and then he had a few good games, yeah. We don't need to talk about that. But yeah, so Theo, I mean, if he's starting up top, he's going to score goals. He scored, like, I think 11 goals in his last 11 Premier League starts. And, again, the goal-scoring midfielders are very, very hard to find. So, yeah, he's going to miss.
There's
his...
pretty much no midfielders this year, I feel like, starting up top.
Oh, yeah, not out of position. I mean, Bolasie,
yeah, so
this past game week, I think, was
just...
the only other time.
Right.
And I guess
IU
gets a little bit of time when they switch to the diamond.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Walcott starting out of position as a striker... Granted, he's been
very
subbed
attractive.
Off, which is really annoying for Giroud, like 70-ish, 60th minute
yeah.
the last couple games. But,
yeah.
I mean, if he's starting, he can just start scoring more, and I don't know. I fucking, you know I love him so much. It was hard
for me to
not start with him, and I was trying to be calmer and more collected and not go as insane to start off with. But now that he's had a couple of runouts, like, he scored last game.
It might be time.
It might be time. And he's only at 8-5, so he's back to where he should have been to start the season with Brisbane.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I could fucking beat off to Walcott for days on end. It's true. It's
X-rated
just, it's true,
pod.
It's a true thing. We don't edit this pod. You guys are going to hear
that.
There's no editing.
Yep. Yep.
But, I mean, it's crazy, because... He's always just a bad game away from sitting on the bench and to not have an... Again,
well, that's the fear.
Back to preseason, to not have a nailed-on player that you're paying almost a premium price for is crazy to do, but...
Yep.
Okay. Theo, I don't know.
What's next?
And then other thing, just a quick mention. This week is the first week of Champions League, and then also on Thursday we have Europa League. So just a reminder of just... really, really not a good idea to use your transfer, as we found out today with Shaw dying, before any of these games happen. It's so important to wait until after the Europa games are finished, unless if you don't have anyone on playing on that Thursday after Wednesday Champions League games are finished. Just save your transfers until that point. And if you take
there's
a
so many injuries,
so many.
There's so many teams playing,
yeah.
There's long flights.
Yeah. It's just, if you're going to take a hit, that sucks. So don't. And don't make your luxury transfer if someone like Shaw gets hurt and you need to make your transfer there. Just be patient there.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else?
God, I still have to say the same thing over and over like a broken record. You have to hold faith with premium options because they're priced at double digits for a reason. Like Alexis is priced at 11 for a reason. He scored and assisted double digits last year. He was like
he was inches
best.
Away from a brace this
week.
I
mean, he was just insane last year, and he hasn't been
firing.
Yeah,
I mean, I still, even though he's not scoring, feel shitty that I don't have him.
Yeah,
because he's that good, and he's gonna brace.
Yeah,
and
that's a matter of time. And that's the thing is when Wes Willihan braces or some of these fucking little ass fucks brace, no one has him. But when you look at a player like Alexis, when his ownership is very high, those are the players you're more scared of because even though you maybe are paying double the price, if you miss out on the brace and 30% of FPL players hit it, that fucking hurts in the standings. But Wes Willihan, with his sub 1% ownership or whatever joke ownership he has, when he braces, I mean, if you have Wes Willihan and you're starting him, I mean, you're probably dumb. So, I don't know.
You're a Norwich fan or Wes Willihan's son.
You're the son of Wesley. Wesley
you're
Willihan.
Wes Willihan the second.
Yeah. Also, like, the bonus points have really not been favoring forwards going so far. I feel like there hasn't been, I don't know if there's been a single game where a forward scored a goal and got max bonus. Because normally,
yeah, and it used to happen because
all the time,
like game-winning goal used to be like one of the top things.
Yeah, and the bonus point system, just if you got that game-winning goal, it would propel you so high. And now it's barely noticeable. It's barely has any weight. Yeah. I don't know why that is, because if you fucking score the goal that wins your team 3 points, I feel like that's pretty
worth more than dribbles.
Yeah, I think it's better than a heading clearance at the fucking 6 yard box. Like, do you?
Yeah, all the fucking shit that they get is like clearances, take-ons, and like fucking.
It's like taking on a defender at the fucking halfway line should not.
Yeah, like equate. I'm glad that you're keeping track of that stat. That's valid for like fucking advanced analysis, but. Goals are really important.
Yeah, they're hard to do, and players don't do a lot of them. So if you score one and your team gets 3 points because of that, you should get a lot of bonus points. But
yeah, you should probably get all the points.
It's not happening. So, I mean, for that reason, I don't know if it's thinking about formation switch. You could go 2 forwards. You can even go 4-4-2, 3-5-2. I feel like there's never been a time more than now since I've been playing this game anyway. But then the other, but again, with the forwards, it's beyond me just looking at the forward list. Naismith had the hat trick. He's not been playing all year, and he's 8th overall. And it's not like it's game week 2. Like, it's game week 5. Like, forwards should have been fucking doing shit.
Yeah,
like Gomez has 4 goals through 4, and he only has 6 more points than Stephen Naismith, who has not been playing until he got subbed on and scored a hat trick. It's not adding up. So it's frustrating.
Gomez has 1 bonus point.
Yeah, it's 1-1, and he scored a goal every game. It's frustrating, but it's just been really a weird season.
By the way, I called that Watford clean against Swansea, didn't I?
Oh, I mean. You did. I was skeptical, but you held steady and.
Fucking Aurelia.
Don't talk shit about Aurelia. Lyle from Alaska listened and was like, I'm going to start Aurelia. I'm getting 9 points.
Yeah, not only is he a serial killer, he also stops the ball.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. Actually, one more thing, just quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Rondon on West Brom. Really high on him. I think he's going to start firing.
I like him.
Yeah, he's been a handful, and you know, he returned in his first and second starts, and he blanked last week at Southampton. But they have really good fixtures, and if you're looking for a differential forward, I want to pimp him because I have a feeling he's just going to start goal, 2 goal, goal assist. He's just tough to deal with. He looks really good to me. He's just big and physical, and it's a good touch. And I know West Brom don't create a lot, but. They have good fixtures, and he looks good. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I just want to say that.
Like him. And Berahino's on the way back.
Maybe. If him and
so,
TP can sort of...
No. He subbed on for Lambert this game.
Okay.
And they, you know, they love starting two up top, and that's just such an upgrade.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to captains, cleans. You want to start with captains?
Yeah. Let's check out the fixtures. I mean...
So it's tough.
Speaking
again,
of Leicester.
Yeah, Leicester... I mean, you were just absolutely destroying and shitting all over Stoke, so that...
Yeah, and it starts with their defense. I mean, Butland can stop 10 shots, but if they just keep pouring it on, he's not going to stop all of them. I think Mahrez, as good as any player in fantasy, is, of course, a captaincy option.
Yeah, the thing, though, that was interesting to me in watching the match of the day, again, I didn't watch the whole game, but... Mahrez was starting on the wing the first half, and Ranieri made the swap and I think took like Okazaki off, put Mahrez centrally, and that's when they just started raping. So I hope he realizes that they are probably more dangerous when Mahrez is playing centrally. And but
I think that's what he did in the preseason, so I expect him
to go back centrally. I think at the Potteries is a very difficult fixture, regardless of how bad their defenses looked. Like, teams just don't go up there and put up like 3 goals very often. And as good as Mahrez has been, I'm not too comfortable capturing him this week. But I keep saying that, and he keeps scoring double digits, so what do I know?
Yeah, I wish I was comfortable starting him every week.
Yeah.
And they don't have a clean sheet all year. I think it's very telling.
Yeah, no, I'm sure Leicester's going to score, but it's just, is Mahrez going to get, I guess Mahrez is good, I don't know.
Yeah, he's good.
But then City home to West Ham, I mean, Aguero was earmarked forever to always be the captain, but now I still have Silva. He played today. Looked okay. I don't know though. They're gonna if Aguero doesn't start and they have Bonnie up top and they haven't looked the same with him.
Yeah.
De Bruyne's gonna be introduced. Where's Silva gonna play? It's just there are a lot of question marks.
Yeah, I mean maybe
there.
Sterling would be an okay option. Yeah. Maybe he'll get the like 4-4-2 benefits of that.
Yeah, if he plays up top also. Yeah, could be. But I think captaining a City attacker isn't bad. But at the same time. They just blanked against Juventus. They got the own goal. Doesn't fucking count. Fuck that. And then they had a 90th minute Iheanacho, like, thrust. Bullshit. Yeah, bullshit. It wasn't a good goal.
But that was without Silva and without Sterling.
Yeah, that's fine. But still, I mean...
But no, it's still relevant. I mean, they looked so average with Boney. I was, like, in shock. I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, Boney was just back to goal, just classic center forward, layoff, bullshit, hold up. They just weren't City.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, like, lost what to do. Because Aguero's just constantly running. He's like Suarez, you know? Yeah. He's just
he holds up.
Always on the shoulder, always coming behind you, always taking you on, dribbling.
And he runs a lot for a striker, too, and his fitness is, when he's fit, it's top.
Yeah, and they just look so average. Yeah. So I'm a little bit scared of it, but, okay, you know, they're still City.
Yeah, they are. But that's a question, really, to me, looking at the captaincy this week. Because Chelsea, Arsenal, you're not captaining anyone there. And then Liverpool, Norwich. I mean, they were so fucking bad. Who knows how he's going to set up? I'm not captaining Benteke. I mean, I still have him, obviously, but I'm so unconvinced by them. It's ridiculous.
They've just been so awful.
But I think it's really between a City player or Mahrez. I don't see.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, you're not going to want to go Swansea with Everton.
Nah, Everton's good enough. And, I mean, no one has anyone from Spurs because they're fucking horrible.
What about Bournemouth? You could go Wilson.
I don't know.
Sunderland?
I mean, but I would never want that over, like, Mahrez. I think Mahrez is just more...
Yeah, I would never do that over Mahrez.
That's where I'm thinking. It's just kind of... But, you could go. Well, I mean, home to Sunderland's as good as it gets. Sunderland's a fucking joke.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bournemouth didn't really click last week against Norwich. It was really...
And they got destroyed by Norwich.
It was disconcerting.
But he hit the post. He's going to be the center.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if they're not looking good against Norwich, how are they going to look against Sunderland? I don't know. Well, I mean, better, because they'll be at home probably, but still.
Yeah.
They're not firing. Yeah. All right. Then clean sheets. So clean sheets this week looks like a lot of fucking options.
Yeah. Let's start with West Brom, Mahill, etc.
Yeah.
At Villa, on the road, it's never ideal, but they're in form. They're back to being West Brom.
Yeah, but it's a derby also.
That's a good point.
That's a little tough to call. That aside, if it was just a ho-hum at Villa at home, doesn't really make me nervous, but West Brom have looked really good. I would tend to back a West Brom clean sheet there, yeah. Bournemouth, Sunderland. I think there's going to be goals there. I still just Bournemouth have no.
I don't
clean
like
sheets.
A clean. Yeah, I don't like a.
Like,
clean.
Why would it start now? They've been attacking so much.
And Sunderland, as bad as they've been, I mean, Lenz has looked really good. He keeps sending Defoe through.
Yeah.
If they're going to counter, they'll have some chances. Yeah. Jan and Villa or something.
Yeah.
They'll do something.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll be like a 2-1 or a 2-2 or something like that. Yeah. Kind of like a Newcastle clean sheet.
Yeah, Newcastle and Watford. It could just be a 0-0.
I feel like Newcastle's got to score, finally.
How?
Who? I don't know. I mean, what are they, fucking had 4 games off? Like, they need a score. How much longer is it going to keep
really
up?
They're really bad. They're as bad as we thought they would be, you know?
I guess. I don't know. That's Cissé starting. They're back at home. Maybe they'll get...
Yeah, it's funny. Some Newcastle fan tweeted at me... Cissé's fucking horrible. Ask 10 Newcastle fans and they'll all agree. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, really? And he's like, yeah, he just gives the ball away constantly. Like, he can't do anything, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, well, at least when you have him, he doesn't get a red card and you don't play with 10 men.
Yeah, it's better than reds.
Mitrovic is going to come probably straight back in, though, but who knows? Newcastle. I just feel like it's a law of averages. Like, how long can teams go without scoring?
Law of averages.
They have to get, like, really fucking fired up hearing about it all week. Like, oh, Newcastle's shit. They haven't scored in 4 games or whatever the fuck, like... The players have to be like, all right, we're not shit. Like, let's try a little harder. And they'll score a goal. I don't know. There's some kind of human psychological.
They have some quality also. Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know. I think Newcastle's... I feel like that's going to be a 1-0 Newcastle, but who knows? Stoke, Leicester, no. Yeah, Swansea. I think Swansea's good home to Everton. I think they're going to keep it clean.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah, I feel it. I mean, they've been so close so many weeks recently. I feel like they just let... They, like, have that one lapse and they let one goal up. I think they're going to be focused. I think Monk's going to get them because they were really lackadaisical last week. And I think he's going to fucking be hard on them in training this week. And I think they're going to come back strong. I think they're going to have a strong performance. I think they're gonna fucking fuck up Everton.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Everton have been good, but this is kind of a trap game after the emotional Chelsea win.
Yeah.
Liverpool. Home to Norwich?
I don't know. I guess.
I'm not confident in anything Liverpool right now, but yeah. Cameron Jerome, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Norwich don't have a lot of quality.
Many goals in them.
I don't know if Bocconi, how long it's going to take him to get fit, but... I mean, they did put three. I mean, Wes Wilhan's the best thing
ever. No, they put three, but Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bournemouth. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, Liverpool clean's probably good. And then City. Yeah. I mean, City home to West Ham. I think that's a clean. Again, I just...
City's just... You're never benching your City defender, it's not even worth talking about. So don't even think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I think that's about it for captaincy cleans. It's pretty straightforward this week with the captaincy. Clean's a little bit more murky, but... I think for a lot of us...
There's some nice games this week. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, it's kind of... They're kind of easy decisions. Like, the teams that a lot of us have defenders on, playing no-brainer starts, and then tougher ones you just bench. It seems like it's working itself out this week.
Yeah.
But if Joe Gomez gets dropped this week, I'm going to fucking shit myself.
It's possible.
It's possible. And then, all right, let's wrap up with our team, so...
Yeah, tell me about your team.
You start. I started last week.
Okay, I'm up to, I actually red arrowed this week, but I'm still at 25,000, so I'm still having a great year.
Yeah.
Starting up top, Benteke, Gomis, Aguero. We've talked about this a bit, but Benteke's got two more games on my team, and hopefully he comes through. Hopefully bicycle kicks galore. Yeah. I wish you got extra points for, like, goal of the fucking season, because that would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Aguero, like we said earlier, not going to captain him, but, you know, sticking with. My midfield, Mahrez, Shaqiri, Silva, Mane, and Anya is my 4.5. Shaqiri and Mane are on short leashes for me. Shaqiri, this is probably... a make or break game for me. Home to Leicester, who can't keep cleans for their lives. You better do something for me this week. They've been borderline too bad to own any of their players, and that's terrifying.
Yeah, I just feel
good to see. What did you say?
I just feel like Shaqiri is just so fucking good.
He's so good, but
they also
just
have
that bad.
Bournemouth at home after, and then Villa away. Like
I know, but. Jesus, how many?
And then they have Swansea away, and then Watford at home, and then Newcastle. Like
I know.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, hopefully, I don't have to make that decision, and he just fucking scores this week.
Yeah, that would be ideal. But I mean, Mane, I think you need to get him off your team.
Yeah, Mane's on the chopping block. It sucks, you know, after the international break, but that's classic Mane, classic Koeman.
Yeah, we were talking about that really last bad year picture, every time because he's in fucking Senegal, like on another planet. It's not like they have direct flights to Senegal from anywhere ever.
But fucking South Americans play and he doesn't play. I don't get it.
Yeah, but that's what Koeman last year, we were telling you, like every fucking time he comes back late from internationals. He just doesn't start him.
That's Koeman. Well, maybe if he started, you wouldn't have fucking nil-nilled, you fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, my defense, Skrtel, Kolarov, Cedric, Cresswell, Coates. So kind of a weird mix, but Skrtel and Kolarov this week picking themselves. Coates is worthless and doesn't play. I have Cedric in right now, but I'm probably going to use a transfer there. I'll get to in a sec. Cresswell's at City, so obviously not. And then goalies, Fabianski and Hennessy. Fabianski has great fixtures, so I'm just sticking with that for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Back to my transfer. I have two frees, but I think I'm only going to use one. And I think it's going to be Coates to Johnny Evans, probably. I really want West Brom coverage. They have really, really good fixtures. So between... like Evans and Kolarov, I'm good for a while because I'll never bench either of them. Skrtel's got a great next two fixtures, so he'll fill in as the third. And then next week, I'll be able to use two frees to probably get rid of Cresswell and either Mane or Shaqiri, maybe both, and really spend the money that I want to spend.
Yeah, I mean, if you do that, if you go that route, how much would you be looking at for a midfielder replacing Mane with the downgrade of Cresswell? Like, if you do Cresswell to a 4-5, how much would you have in the bank to upgrade to with Mane?
Well, yeah, I have 1.2 in the bank right now, and so I'd be at 2.2. Cresswell's 5.5,
so I could go
Mane to a 10. I could go Mane to Pedro. I could go Mane to Sterling.
Can you get another city Walcott. Player?
Very versatile.
So you have three city already, though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you can't get a city player. And you can't go up to Sanchez. Yeah. Ugh. See, like, that's the thing. Is, like, do you need that extra funds? Because I almost think it's just worth it to do the Cresswell to Evans instead, keep Coates as a dead person, and then deal with it next week.
Yeah, and get rid of Mane now.
No, keep Mane for the week, but get rid of... Oh, well, actually, yeah. I mean, why not? His fixture's horrible. Could you just double switch... Yeah, I mean, United. Could you double switch Mane and Cresswell for Evans, and how much can you go up to there?
I mean, that's the same difference, really. I would have 9.7.
Yeah, but that way you still have Coates dead on the bench with four good options, money, you can get any midfielder you want.
Yeah, I mean, the only, like, top midfielder that I'd want besides Silva, who I already have, is Alexis.
And you're not going to be able to stretch to him anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not that close.
Getting Pedro, I don't know. I'm still not too thrilled with Pedro.
Yes, and that's really, more than anything, why I'm not doing it yet. And also because Shaqiri is shady.
Yeah.
And
Mane's, I mean, he's still at home against United. He could still score.
Yeah, he could easily score. Yeah, I mean, last year... We're forgetting that last year, all he did was score against the top teams.
Yeah, no, I like your plan. You're good.
So I think that's the move, and I feel good about it. Yeah. It's so annoying. Everyone's wild carded, and I just feel like.
Yeah, but you're really not far behind.
Yeah, we're not far behind, and I'm still ranked really high.
Yeah, so your rank is fucking insane. Like.
Let's go.
Yeah, you're bad. But
what about you?
Yeah, I mean. I don't know what I'm doing, dude. Like, I did the early transfers last week.
You're a mess.
Which now just talking about it makes me so upset. Because I brought in Silva and Shaw. Silva, obviously, was dead last week, and now Shaw is dead forever. So, basically, I used my two frees to bring in a two-pointer for Shaw, and then him being definitely dead. And then bring in Silva, who didn't play, which was good, because I had a... Daniel of the Drinkwater coming for 6 points, but...
How good is Danny Drinkwater?
Fucking love him. I wish
my whole team was Leicester and
I just want to give him hugs and kisses.
Yes. All the water.
But yeah, so that sucked. And then I was freaking out late last week because I was just looking at my team and thinking it was the worst thing ever. So I had Bolasie. And I was so convinced that Pardew wouldn't change a team that won at Stamford Bridge, which makes sense, because it was that won at Stamford Bridge. And I was looking at Bolasie, knowing that I would have to pull Drinkwater up for Silva. And I was just like, Bolasie's going to get 1 point, and I'm going to want to kill myself, because Sacco and Zaha are going to start. So I took a hit, brought Bolasie out, and brought in Matt Ritchie. So he gave me a nice 1 point. I don't think he created a chance all game. I don't know if he had a touch in the box all game, but I was kind of thinking, hey guys, Matt Ritchie was really good last year. It's a matter of time. It's a good fixture. Everything's going to be fun and cool. And he was the worst thing ever. So I lost 5 points there, but silver lining, I finished up 57 points, the -4 put me down to 53, which is still great. And I had a nice green arrow. Because I had some clean sheets and Drinkwater was great and whatever. But, I mean, Captain Aguero, obviously, 1 point captain as I'm used to. But taking the hit for Blast, if I had 5 more points, I would be probably 50 or 60,000 places higher. But as I am right now, I jumped up to 348K, which is pretty good, I think. Most of the people are around a million, so I think I have a good basis.
Everyone that is tweeting and everything is around 2 million.
Yeah, I think I have a good base still. I have the template-y team that should start doing well and passing the casuals, but it just hasn't happened yet. But, I mean, Richie in is terrible. And he has Sunderland at home this week, and that was part of it. I'm like, okay, say I go Richie for a few weeks because he had the good fixture last week at Leicester. Sunderland at home, Stoke away, Watford at home. So I'm like, okay, 4 weeks. Bolasie still has tough fixtures. And then he starts as the fucking number nine. And he only had 2 points. But still, it's just like, fuck me. What am I doing?
Yeah.
So that was a nightmare.
That was a fucking nightmare.
That was a fucking nightmare.
Once again, you didn't listen to me and you're so burned.
All you're saying is don't do it. Just chill. Like, Bolasie's fine. Richie
sucks.
Don't
do it.
And the other thing is I was looking between Richie and Redmond, so I don't know if I would have been even more upset if I had 2 points for Redman, okay, got one more point, but they had 3 goals and he wasn't involved, I would have been
livid. Yeah, and he wasn't involved, yeah.
I would have been absolutely out of my skull. So, I don't know. I mean, Shaw died today. So my team, I have Benteke, Aguero, Gomez, like Benteke, same boat as you. Midfield, I have Mahrez, Alexis, Silva, Richie, and Drinkwater, who's just better than everyone. And then my defense, I have Kolarov, who obviously I'm happy with. I've had since game week one. He's the best thing ever. Outside of that, I don't want to keep any of them. I have Shaw, who's dead, Gomez, Cedric, Coates. My goalkeepers, I have Myhill and Hennessy, so Myhill's still fine. But I'm looking at, I mean, I wanted to save this week because I thought everything was nice and tidy and set. But with Shaw dying, I'm going to have to use a move there because if I don't, I'm going to have to either play Cedric against United, which isn't good. But I was hoping to save. It's not
unstartable, though.
It's not unstartable, but it's not good. Like, I don't feel good doing that. I mean,
you don't feel good, but it might be worth saving a move.
But why would I save? Because Shaw's dead forever.
Well, no, yeah, there's no reason to save.
Yeah, there's no reason. But again, it's like, it's not that. Like, that's fine. But my plan moving forward to not have to wildcard soon was keeping my defense and then doing a triple switch in the next few transfers with Richie, Benteke, and like maybe Gomez. And getting a better defender for Gomez, getting someone else for Richie, and getting a budget guy for Benteke or something. But now everything's out the window because I have to get rid of Shaw. So I'm really thinking about, I almost want Alexis to just tear his ACL tomorrow so I can wildcard and not feel bad about it.
Yeah, you still have 2 more days of Champions League in Europa for plenty of ACLs.
I mean, Benteke is dead, Gomez dies, I don't know, but because again, I mean, if I wildcarded realistically right now, I would keep Mahrez, Alexis, Silva, maybe not. I would keep Aguero. No, maybe not though, dude. Because I like, is it dumb to get Yaya or Sterling and save the money? I don't know if it's dumb. I don't know.
It might be.
It might be dumb, but it might not.
Has Yaya done anything since like the second game of the season though?
Not really, but I love Sterling.
Yeah, Sterling's good.
Sterling's good. But then, I mean, my defense is really what I'm looking at because I have Kolarov, who I love. I'll keep him for the rest of the
year. You would make 4 changes.
I would make 4 changes. Then I would get rid of Hennessy.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot. But again, it's defense, so it's not a high point ceiling. So like, I like my attackers, which is why I'm not inclined. And again, Benteke, I would get rid of fucking Benteke, absolutely, if I wildcard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he still does have those 2 home fixtures, so it's like I don't feel pressed to do it. Yeah, it's not like he's like at Arsenal and then, you know, home to West Brom or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just the thing is I'm not looking at making that many changes, but I'm just getting so fucking frustrated.
Yeah, fuck. So it's tough.
So we'll see. It depends on like how nuts I go throughout the week and then.
Yeah, you're obviously going to wait until after champs.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until after Thursday. Like we mentioned earlier. But as of right now, yeah, what I'm looking at doing is just probably Shaw Evans or Shaw Evans seems good because doubling on West Brom seems great and it's a really important.
Their fixtures are ridiculous.
Yeah, they're really good, and it's an important transfer for me to make with Shaw out for someone good this week because I do really like Bellerin a lot, and I just like I don't want to spend extra for Smalling even though I can afford him, and I don't like Darmian because he's getting cards all the time, but. Shaw's attacking intent was pushing me over the edge because their fixtures really aren't great moving forward at all.
No, but he was like man of the match.
Exactly. So that's why I was like, maybe they'll keep 1 clean sheet in those unfavorable fixtures, keep a clean home to Sunderland, and he'll might pop up with some attacking stats. But
yeah,
with him out, I'm less inclined for getting a United defender right now because of the fixtures. But And same with Bellerin. I think their fixtures are okay moving forward, but I'm looking at a wild card pretty soon. The game this week against Chelsea is not good, so I'd probably rather just get Evans and put that in the bank and see what I want to do next week. I'm really fucked, dude.
You sound so defeated.
I feel bad because I feel like I've been kind of doing good things, but I'm not getting any points. Like the numbers under the names are keep saying 1 and 2, and it makes me sad.
Yep, we've all been there, man. I keep getting bailed out last day. I keep getting the Monday night bailout game.
Yeah, I mean, the Cresswell clean was just great for you.
Cresswell clean sheet. Like, no one has Cresswell.
Mm-hmm. And it just kept you where everyone else was.
Kept me floating.
Yeah. All right, so I think we'll wrap it up there. And just going to touch on some housekeeping again as we say goodbye to you this week. We're on SoundCloud, FMLFPL, iTunes, same deal. Again, you can subscribe through whatever podcast apps you're listening to. Mm-hmm. Please email us your teams if you want potential Rate My Team on the pod next week or moving forward. Or if you just want some advice, we're happy to send a few paragraphs your way on your team. Make sure if you do send us an email, ask us some questions. Don't just say Rate My Team. Give us some specifics so we can get into it and make it a favorable response
for you. Yeah, the more you give us, the better it's going
to
be.
Yeah, and the easier it is for us to respond and with advice. And in the email again is fmlfpl@gmail.com. And tweet us. Alon has been holding down the Twitter for it at fmlfpl at Twitter. Twittertobs.com. Fucking website.
You don't say at Twitter. You say at fmlfpl.
Twitter.com. Twitter.com.
Yeah, at Twitter.com.
At fuck you. Just tweet us. I think that's it. Any final sign-offs?
That's it. Fucking cheers. Yeah. Fucking let's. Fucking yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Good luck this week, guys. It's gonna turn. We're gonna all get double digit captains. It's gonna be great.
For sure. Mara is our best. Good luck.
Good luck. Bye.
Podcast Network.